Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Grant.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing, a master and graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Study your content and view the digs. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we be revived up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's some light dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangster, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch. We
coming
in a song. I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drop, let's get it.
Everybody, it's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is the first show of 2020. What a way to kick it off, you know what I'm saying? Weed's legal in Illinois. I ain't giving a fuck. We got Yuck Mouth on the motherfucker tonight. Can't get better than that, man. Episode 660, Yuck Mouth, Loonies, you know what I'm saying? This legendary artist. He's got a lot of stuff in the works, a lot of stuff out right now that you can get and support. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring it on and chop it up with the Raising General himself. What up, Yuck Mouth? How you doing, brother?
What's rocking with it, Playboy? You know what I mean? Thanks for having me on the New Year opener. You dig?
Oh, man, huge honor, man. What a way to kick it off. And, you know, you've been a huge supporter of this show, you know, from the beginning, and I want to thank you for that, man. And here we are in 2020, you know what I'm saying? Man, what's in store for Yuck Mouth, man? You've done so many things over the years, man. What are you going to do in this epic year, 2020?
Well, basically, I finally put out this Me and P-Rock album. We're putting the finishing touches on that, so wrapping that up. Highly anticipated. Another project that everybody anticipating is this new regime, All Out War, Part 4. We about to throw a mixtape out there before we put the album out. Also, got my, of course, my podcast, Smoke A Lot Radio, killing it. A few other shows coming up under that with Digital Soapbox. We taking it over with them. Marijuana Ventures, you know, I got my own strand, Yuck Mouth Culado. You know, just keeping my hands in, and you know, the cookie jar, basically. You know what I mean? I had the vape pen company, but since they put the clamp on the vapes, you know, we probably gonna just go to the CBD game. So, you know, just spread my wings, you know what I mean, and trying to expand my brand, you know what I mean, my record label and my crew, you know.
Absolutely, man. First thing he was talking about, Pete Rock, man. Man, that's legendary, man. How did that come to be?
Oh, man, shout out to Pete Rock. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man. That tragedy, man, had a lot of people, you know what I mean, hurt, you know what I mean? So during that tragedy, I made a post about that alleyway. Before, you know, anybody even found out that the shooter came from the alleyway, I was like, you know, before the details came out, I was like, yo, when I went to the Marathon store, I was like, that alleyway was so janky. I pulled up and just left right out the motherfucking lot. Like, I don't trust that alley. That's a smooth getaway for a murder, robbery. Anything could happen. The motherfucker just dip in the alley. I didn't like the alley. So when I said that on my shit, Pete Rock had hit me back. And he was like, yeah, you talked about that alley, man. That's the nigga. The nigga came from that alley and killed him and left in that alley. I said, wow. So that little situation, what really made us introduce each other to each other. And we got to be chopping on the phone about the situation. And then he sent me some beats and I murdered it. He was like, man, let's do the whole album. You know what I mean? So we've been working ever since. So he's been busy. I've been busy, like on tour schedules. He's been busy. He just put out his new album. You know, plus he doing group albums with a lot of other artists and shit. So we just, you know, dealing with each other's schedules and trying to throw this on top of, you know, what we got going beyond that. But it's coming out nice. It's a good blend. You know what I mean? I'm a lyricist, you know what I mean? So with a Pete Rock type of, you know what I mean, soundtrack behind my lyricism, man, it's going to be epic. And so I can't wait to put the project out and see what the fans think about it.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, this is like DJ Premier, MC8, you know what I'm saying? Another, you know, East meet West collaboration.
Right.
Man, it's gonna be dope, man. You know, I think now's a great time for hip-hop, man. You got Schoolie D coming out. You got Ice-T coming out. You know what I'm saying? All the lyricists and the pioneers are coming back, man. What do you think changed over the last couple of years to kind of, like, reinvigorate people?
I think it's coming back to the old school. Everything is going back retro. Like, a lot of retro acts are just getting booked, like, left and right. Like, they just, album just came out today. So it's going back to the old school. You know, people are dressing, people are remixing all the old school hits and shit. So it's going back to the 90s, you know. So, you know, it's a reinsertion of old school hip-hop. So a lot of people are riding that wave, you know. A lot of old school artists are coming back together, putting out albums, you know what I mean, touring, all types of shit. So it's lit, you know what I mean? An old school retro, you know what I mean? Golden era rap is back, you know what I mean? And people are here to,
yeah,
you know what I mean, claim the shit, you know what I mean? You got the old school niggas that's still here alive, you know what I mean? Able to perform their hits, you know what I mean? Able to go on tour and benefit, able to drop albums, whatever, merch, you know what I mean? The merch game is popping as far as all the old school acts, you know what I mean? You even got Death Row merch popping, and that ain't even a record label no more. So there's so much, many ways for the old school artists to make money right now. So everybody's emerging and shit, you know, putting the stake in their claim, you know.
It's a beautiful thing, man. You got, you know, like Netflix putting out a lot of hip hop documentaries and TV shows and from that era. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe
yeah,
that was the best era in hip hop.
Yeah. The evolution of hip hop. I'm on that DVD. I mean, I'm on that Netflix series. I'm on that a couple interviews. The Tupac part, the whole West Coast part, I'm on there, man. So that's a great documentary because it takes you through all the eras of hip-hop, man, up to now. So great documentary, man. But like you said, man, documentaries like that on Netflix, you know what I mean? You even got, like, these festivals, you know what I mean, that just only book old-school acts. You got How the West Was Won, what's the shit called? Crush Groove. You got The Art of Rap. You got all these old school festivals. Snoop got the Puff Puff Pass. All these old school festivals that really just got old school artists, you know what I mean, as the main acts. Not nothing new, no disrespect, but it's really just, you know, sticking to the retro, and it's selling out arenas around the world, man. So it's enough money for everybody. New school artists, old school artists. That's the thing I like about hip hop, you know, right now.
Yeah, it's,
you know, everybody,
it's good to see that, man. Because as you know, for years, I mean, you never really had a problem with it because, I mean, you got that recognition no matter what you do. But for years, a lot of cats was just getting swept under the rug and lyricism was being put on the back burner. But like you said, now cats from before and cats of today are both making money. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing to see hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, coming up together, so to speak, in a way. And it's showcasing what you guys did to the younger generation as well. They're getting to learn about it.
Man, I'm going to say one thing that was heavy for us last year was that goddamn Us movie, man. Shout out Jordan Peele, man, because that, like, reinvented Five on it for the youth. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of youth didn't know that song. You know, I mean, they heard it, of course, but they really wasn't glued or tapped in after that movie came out. It just... Everybody, I've seen all types of youngsters playing it on their piano, you know, redoing the beat, people, young DJs, you know what I mean, scratching it on their DJ equipment, you know, bands, marching bands at high schools and colleges and shit, you know, replaying the whole shit. So it just reinvented the song, you know what I mean, period. So that was a good one for us, you know what I mean, shout out Jordan Peele, the whole Us movie. You know, Lupita, you know, everybody that was on that cast, and great movie. And it reinvented the song and reinvented us, you know what I mean? It brought us, you know, back to life, you know, for people who probably forgot about us or never knew about us, you know what I mean? So that was the alley-oop from Jordan Peele, you know what I mean? So Shit like that. You know what I mean? That happens, and it just, you know, change your life or reinvent, you know, some shit that was old 25, 30 years ago, you know, and it's right back brand new, you know?
Brand new, man. As a matter of fact, I saw an article that Billboard did on it, and, you know, they actually used a clip from one of our interviews breaking down the history of I Got Five on it. And I was like, wow, that's dope, man. That's dope to see.
Oh, that's
that
dope.
In this
era. That's huge.
You know?
That's huge, man. That's fucking huge, man. But, yeah, it's just back, man. It's a good look for old school artists and new school, especially the new school artists, the Drakes, the Young Thugger, all the mean shit, the all them, you know what I mean, period. They killing it. West Side Gunner, the Griselda Boys, to the fucking the shit, the Gunners and the Baby. The Baby is my favorite new artist, period. The Baby, he the nigga. He has fun with the shit, you know what I mean? So it's room for everybody. I like the new music. I like the old music, you know what I mean? Hip-hop just took over the world, period. It used to be pop. It used to be all that other shit. Hip-hop is the new lane for everything, period. So I'm enjoying it because I went from watching hip-hop be underground to where motherfuckers thought it wouldn't survive, would never go mainstream, where people was calling it like some bullshit. It'd be, you know, like a fad, like this shit would come and go. And shit, through hard work, through people, you know, putting out precise, you know, legendary albums with, and, you know, doing numbers like motherfuckers going 10 times platinum, Hammer going 50 times, you know, Vanilla Ice, all these people, like, to now, you know, Nicki and Drake's and everybody putting up these numbers going, you know, 20 million and all this crazy shit they doing, you know, it just made the whole hip hop landscape as a whole bigger. You know what I mean? So the naysayers who thought this shit was some backyard shit that niggas did in the backyard at a barbecue woke their ass up. You know what I mean? And they turning in their motherfucking, they turning their beds. Not even graves. They turning their beds because they always thought rock and roll, heavy metal, and that shit was going to rule forever. You know what I mean? Psych. Country music was going to rule forever. Psych. You had a motherfucking hip hop dude that had the biggest country music song of the year, and they didn't even want to let him be in the country category. They hated so much on hip hop. Like, nah, he's not country. But then you get the other dude on there, the Cyrus guy on there, and boom, it's country. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, they hate on the charts of hip hop. They still hating on hip hop, but we done took over the world, man. I'm sorry, it's too late. You know?
Yeah, it is a global takeover. That's for sure. You know, I mean, you got
Asian dudes looking
royal
like family amigos,
and I got five on.
You know. Man, you got kids in Asia with dreads and more tattoos than Lil Wayne, bro. Sipping lean and everything,
yeah.
Man, and rapping their ass off with a following, look like the Asian Migos. We done took this shit over.
That's gotta be amazing for you to go to a place where people don't speak English at all, but they can recite the words to your songs. You know, that's
word
gotta be a good feeling.
Fucking word. Come on, man, that's amazing, bro. Like when we first went to Germany, man, back in the day, man. This is the first time, like, okay, in America, man, they take, you know, like, everybody could rap, you know what I mean? But you go, like, overseas where they really appreciate you, man, like in 96, our first time to Germany, man. Kids and women were touching us and fainting and passing out like we were Michael Jackson or something. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So it's a whole nother appreciation for rap overseas, man. They appreciate it more. You know what I mean? Because it's not so common. Now it's common, you know what I mean? Because everybody's doing it now. But back in the day, it wasn't so common. So when you did see it, it was like amazing. You know, it was like seeing Spider-Man or Superman or Iron Man. Like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? If you ever was to see them in real life. You know what I mean? That's how rappers were, like superheroes. You know what I mean? So still to this day, you know what I mean? The same shit. But, yeah, that was the first time I ever had anybody cry or faint over a motherfucker. And that was amazing, you know, period. This is our first album. Like, wow, they fainting and crying over here in Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right after that, little 11-year-old dude tried to offer me some coke. Like, they snoring coke like a motherfucker out there. I'm like, I don't do coke, man. Where your weed at? You know, I got five on it. Now I got snowed on it.
That's a whole different ballgame right there.
Yeah, it was little as shit snoring coke. I didn't even understand it. Like, is that available out there? Like, the little ones was doing it. I was like, wow. But yeah, man. At the end of the day, man, Germany, man, overseas is a good look, especially Amsterdam. But they can't fuck with our weed, though. Not at all. None fuck with Cali, period.
No, man. But no, man, back to the, the hip hop, some of the new guys I like C the Six, just like the, Lord Infamous and Paul and all those guys. Seed of Six, yeah, they're the offspring of Triple Six Mafia, 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, man, I gotta check them out.
Definitely. Another one, Yuckmouth, is Young No, that's Bushwick Bill's son. He's
I heard Bushwick Bill's son tearing shit up.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing to see. You got a lot of these rappers, their offspring are dope as hell putting out music now. Are we going to see a Yuck 2 in the future, a little Yuck,
Man, I got my youngin', man, he already a fucking actor and a model, man. He got so many auditions and shit, he got a call back, a commercial, all types of shit, so he already a little star in his own mind, man. So I don't know if he picked up the rap bug, but he definitely trying, you know what I mean? So, but my daughter is more than one, you know what I mean? She can sing her ass off, so I'm going to put some money into her, help her career, you know what I mean? Then if my little young boy, if he get the rapper bug, he already got the actor and, you know what I mean, model bug. But if he get that rapper bug, oh, yeah, I'm going to help him to the fullest, man. Period. He got the swag, the everything. He's ready.
Let's go. Period. Over here, man. I tell you what we're going to do real quick. We're going to go to a break. We're going to play one of these tracks. You just put out the Double Dragon.
Double Dragon. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Me and the Gatlin, man. Me and my mob, nigga, the Gat, man. Shout out to Gatlin, Sacramento, man. You know, we got regime niggas in Sacramento anyway, man. So, yeah, me and this mob shit. You know what I mean? Me and Gatlin doing our 1-2, man. What song you going to play?
Oh, man, I picked two of them for tonight, man. I got the Round Table, and then I got Murder for Fun, the crazy fucking song, man. Sebo. And which one do you want to go with first, Round Table or Murder for Fun?
Man, let's do Murder for Fun, man. Get it hype. Let's get it hype from the rip.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back. Don't go
and
you
got to play that Let Me Get My Feet Wet. That Let Me Get My Feet Wet is the one. That's the one we got the video to. The Who Raised You Niggas? Oh, man. Come on, man. Hey. There's a couple on there, man. But
man.
Thing. Anybody who don't know, go grab that thing, man. It's out now. iTunes everywhere, man. Go grab that Yuckmouth and the Gatlin Double Dragon, man. Support the mob, you dig? Let's get into this track, man. Let's get into this motherfucking Kill for Fun. I mean, Murder for Fun. Motherfucking Sebo, Gatlin, motherfucking Black Judah. You know what I mean? The Yuck Mouth. Let's go, nigga. Yada-da.
This is a duffel bag reality. Always giving the heat on me. No pussy can even get close to me. R.I.P. to N.I.P. Never trust your enemy. Why the boy them a penny me? Why the boy them a envy me? Gangsta number one a luxury. This is a duffel bag reality. Always giving the heat on me. No pussy can even get close to me. R.I.P. to N.I.P. Never trust your enemy. Why the boy them a penny me? Why the boy them a envy me? Gangsta number one a luxury. Good boy, me don't take no back shots. Rat-tat-tat-tat, you'll end up flat on. And if pussy hold test, then the boy gets clapped. We murdering fit on, come on, let them know. Gangsta, me don't take no bad shot. Machine in on your face, so shut your trap, 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 trap. Trigger finger four and the goons on the road. We murdering fit on, come on, let them know.
And these niggas ain't talking about nothing, I'm all off in this bag though. Any nigga that came for me, tap in, ask him how that go. Last time that I checked, I was the boy around these parts. I ain't floating around with no guppies, now I'm out here with the sharks. Shit's funky all through here, gotta really watch what you do here. I've been planning y'all new here, on the blacktop all school year. Motherfuckers talking flex season, I seen niggas get knocked for that. Machine I used to get here, fine tuned, ain't no stopping that. Break bread with my real niggas, I slide for, I die for. Lock me off in this bando, get 100,000 with my eyes closed. My nigga, we all in, go all out when it fall out. Take it way back to the Jets, talking that gym, nigga, we ball out. Cost money to go to war. Got a bag of bullets and a bunch of guns. The killer the hunt. Got these pussy niggas shook, no Iverson. Gusto, I'ma go for it. Fuck you, man. Goonies hopping out of murder van like the 18. Look.
Rude boy, me don't take no box shots. Rat-tat-tat-tat, you'll end up flat on your back. And if pussy hold test, then the boy gets clapped. We murdering fit on, come on, let them know.
Hey, Bo and Gatlin, what's happening, nigga? Ride on these niggas up.
I murder, murder, pussy hoe for fun. It stick longer than a golf iron. Leave a hole in one. Slide like Capone and Noriega. Niggas on the run. Bulletproof tank for the haters. Pull up and score a ton. Enormous guns like Ox. Who wanna run with me? Busting choppers rolling on the floor until the drum empty. Reload the clip and tell them come and get me. One eye in the scope. You think it's Bud McKenzie busting at your Bentley? Hear me? My nigga picture me rolling. I be sliding with the stick with all my niggas be holding. The street is watching. They plot and put your enemy scoping. Chopper got a wood handle. Leave a chimney smoking. Fucker. Fire in the hole. Rider from the O. Sliding with the pole. Pies in the drove. Fly getting dough. Keep my foot on niggas necks like Van Bigelow. Pick and roll. Just to give it go. Let the pistols blow. Man.
Boy, me don't take no box shots. Ra-ta-ta-ta, you end up flat on your box. And you pussy hold this, then the boy gets clapped. We murdering fifth on, come on, let them know. Jamsa, me don't take no box shot. Machine in on your face, I'll show you chop, 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 chop. Trigger finger pull, and the goons on the road. We murdering fifth on, come yeah. on, let them know.
Take my head down with a pen and pad, that's an overkill. On the south side of Sacramento, they say go for real. No fingerprints, I got these leathers over my fingertips. Better squeeze on the F-fin, let it rip. I'm a king, bitch, let him drip. Most of these niggas is actors, never seen no action. Only time them niggas go off the script is when they scream in action. While in the streets, they killing broad day with no reaction. Them shells tumble, they crumble, tie scream for traction. Another body is body for body. Lonely said it's personal, so I bought him a shoddy. They say they lining up for sprints, I guess it's drill season. Shooter, do your best to hit your target, no innocent people. That's a direct, could be directed to wrecking your people. So keep a check on all your weapons and all of the people. This is a deagle. I hold, I bought it with no receipt, ho. Got these whole niggas hiding like my squad. Got a Rico.
Rude boy, me don't take no box shot. Ra-ta-ta-ta, you end up flat on your box. And if pussy holds it, then the boy gets clapped. We murdering fifth on, come on, let them know. Jamsa, me don't take no box shot. Machine in on your face, I'll shut your trap, 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 trap. Trigger finger pull, and the goons on the road. We murdering fifth on, come on, let them know.
Man, if you're not feeling that, you got problems. I'm telling you, man, that right
hey,
there.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Boy, that goddamn murder for fun, boy. Double Dragon, man. Speaking of that, man, I forgot to announce that. We doing a new Thug Lords, man. Me, C-Bone, Spice One doing a new Thug Lords this year, too, man. So
oh,
wait for
shit.
That one, man. Yeah, man. But, you know, bringing the three-head monster together, man. Because the Thug Lords started out as me, Bo, and Spice One. I mean, it started out as me and Bo. And then we added Spice One, you know, and then we, you know, the business wasn't, you know what I mean, right. So me and Bo did it, you know what I mean, for the first two albums. So this third one, you know what I mean, we had did a mixtape with all of us together, but it wasn't an official album. So this next one, it's going to be the official one with all three of us on it, man. So get ready for that one, man. Thug Lords, me, Spice, and C-Bo.
Yeah, that man, that's the huge news right there, man. You know, when do you guys, how far are you into the recording process?
We about to start. You know what I mean? Like
okay,
everything, the ink is drying. You know what I mean? So, you know, we about to start though. We about to lock it down for a month and just knock it out the park. Airbnb, big mansion. You know what I mean? For a month, LA. You know what I mean? Studio inside the crib, you know, just locked down where we wake up to each other, you know what I mean? And really just lock this shit down on some real, you know, chemistry shit, man. Because a lot of, like, when it comes to groups, man, you got to be around each other. You can't just be emailing songs and shit. Chemistry ain't there, you know. But when you together and y'all vibing, that shit going to be matched, you know what I mean? So we're going to lock it down like that. We could do the email shit, but nah, we want this shit to be really what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like the vibe, everybody be bouncing off each other. We need to be able to finish each other's sentences by the time this album is over. So that's what we're trying to do. So yeah, we're gonna bring it together and then vibe it out in person.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people do
that. That's one of the hardest groups to come out the West. You know, and when you got Spice One in the mix, I mean, that just makes it that much more better, man. The three of y'all would kill it.
Well, Spice One is back. He did the shit with Rick Ross, man. Got the video with Ross out there, Bolt beating their ass, Bolt putting out albums every other month. So, yeah, it's that time. Everybody got their buzz up. My buzz up, so, you know what I mean? Everybody buzzing, you know, so it's the right time. Yeah. Ain't nobody, you know what I mean, like ain't holding their own weight, you know? So I think it's the
yeah, everybody
time, you know?
Putting in a lot mm-hmm. of work. Now, I'm real happy for Spice One, too, because for years that man didn't get any of the credit he deserved. You know, for all the
man,
stuff.
Say that shit
did.
Again, man. Like, Spice is one of the dopest motherfucking artists to ever come out the Bay Area, man. They don't give them that love, man. When they name them top 10, they never say Spice, man. Spice, nigga, Tupac loves Spice One. He, like, got a lot of his shit from Spice One. Nobody will never say that, but Pac will let you know. Nigga, his favorite artist was Spice One. Period. And he got a lot of shit from Spice One, man, period. Like, nobody ever want to admit that. You know, like, when Pac first came in, he was kind of rapping like Spice One on that Tupac List Down. It was kind of, you know what I mean, a resemblance. It wasn't as fast, but it was a resemblance, you know what I mean? Like, it was a, you could tell, you know what I mean? And then when Gully TV was doing the interviews with Haitian Jack and, yeah, Haitian Jack. Haitian Jack was like, man, this nigga be banging Spice One. We're like, get that fucking West Coast shit out of here. This nigga in the Benz playing fucking Spice One all day. I'm like, take that shit out the deck, yo. You know what I mean? So he's in New York banging Spice One. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, Spice is a legend, man. I give that man his flowers for real, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely good to see that, man. Any of the cats that was slept on over the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, it's good to see them now getting that type of shine that they deserve. Like you said,
right.
Giving the flowers while they're here, you know, because we're losing so many people, you know, the Bushwick Bills, the Ready Reds, the Fresh Kid Ices, you know, DJ Crazy Tunes, Nipsey Hussle. I mean, we can go on and on and on. You know,
right.
You got to pay homage to these guys while they're here. You know, but man, it's dope that Thug Lords is coming out, man. What about you know what I'm saying, another Loonies project, man? Is that something you got in the works as well?
I don't, if the paper's right, you know what I mean, it's always up there. If the money is right, I don't want to do the Loony on no independent thing. It got to be a budget. It got to be a big label. It got to be a big machine, because you don't want to step up with a brand like that and fail. You know what I mean? So you wanted to always, you know what I mean, hold up to the name it always had. So our next album got to be on a major situation, period. I'm not, you know, we done did the independent thing with the High Times, and we had did another album, EP called what was that shit called, man? God damn, man, No Pressure. So we did No Pressure. So them two, you know, them was like, you know, to let the motherfuckers know that we back. Now, you know, the next one, we definitely got to do with a big super. You know what I mean? Back and behind us. And if we get that, then I'm going to do it. But other than that, I'll just leave the legacy alone, you know, and just do what I do. You know what I mean? Period. You know,
yeah.
It's like the Wu-Tang. It's like the Wu-Tang. You can't put out no Wu-Tang just like on some street dap piff type of shit. You know what I mean? You got to really just, you know, they sold their shit for $2 million. You know what I mean? So that's what type of shit you need. De La Soul, you know, they had a big GoFundMe behind them, where they raised damn near $1 million to put their album out. So it needs that type of backing, you know what I mean, for it to be heard and for it to make sense. You know what I mean?
I agree, man, because, I mean, here you are 25 years later, people are putting the song in movies. I mean, yeah, you definitely need, you know what I'm saying, a huge, huge budget behind you guys. World tour,
yeah,
the whole nine.
Or it don't make sense, you know what I mean? Or it don't make sense. We could just, you know, keep riding off the five on the way, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, man, what I noticed is that us being on the old school, like the circuit and shit that's going down, we've been on a lot of these festivals and shit with the retro. What I've noticed is that all the retro artists ain't got no new shit. Like, the only one who really be putting out shit is Snoop. But everybody else, you don't hear no new DJ Quick album, you don't hear no new, oh yeah, Too Short and 40, of course, at the time. But them three, other than that, you don't hear, like, nobody really putting out no albums. They just riding off their old school shit. Like, Big Daddy Kane is still torn. Big Daddy Kane ain't putting out no shit. Slick Rick is still torn. He ain't putting out no new shit. They just riding off their old school hits because that's what motherfuckers want to hear. You know what I mean? So I get it. You know what I mean? When we get up there, we don't barely do new shit. We do all our old school classics, what they want to hear. So if that's what they want to hear, then I'm going to give it to them, period. So we can just ride like that. You know what I mean? If we want to. So it got to be right, more of the story, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, over the years, you know what I'm saying, you put out a lot of projects, you know what I'm saying, featuring a lot of people, you know, Regime being one of them, obviously. You know, do you have any up-and-coming cats you're working with? Anybody you're going to add to the Regime or put some music out with this year?
Basically, I'm just getting the team right, man. You know what I mean? All the old-school Regime members that came back, so we got Gonzo back in the Regime. We got Mad Max. We got Lil Key back in the Regime. So
that's what's up.
This is similar.
Gonzo?
Yeah, this is similar to the original team. You know what I mean? Just bringing the whole fold, you know what I mean, from the old school Regime members that started this shit to the new one. So Papa LQ, Kenny Kingpin, all them are back. We all back. You know what I mean? Period. We got everybody but Fast Boss and Link. That's the only one that's missing. And hopefully he'll come back around. But other than that, we have the whole team on the next Regime, All Out War, and the next shit that we're doing, you know what I mean, which has never been done, you know what I mean, because the old school, you know what I mean, that shit's, you know, kind of bump heads, and I, you know, came with a whole new crew. So that being said, it's good to have the old school team, you know, with the new team. And it ain't the new team because niggas been mobbing for over 20 years, so it ain't nothing new about the new squad, but, you know, anyway. Just to put them all together, man, it's going to be huge, man. So I can't wait.
Oh, hell yeah, man. And I'm glad to hear that about Gonzo, too, because you guys always made dope music together. You know,
yeah, definitely.
He's got a new Caution album coming out, too. I mean, so much shit is coming out, man. It might as well be the 90s again. Fuck 2020 shit.
At the end of the day, man, the old school dudes can still rap, man. Like, I act like motherfuckers can't rap. And then it's funny how, you know, the youth, you know what I mean? That's the only thing I don't like about today. The youth got something against the old school. And then on some matters, you know what I mean, the old school got something against the youth. And the only thing the old school I see got against the youth is them not paying homage or giving them, they just do, you know what I mean, for paving the way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All.
I don't see no old school niggas just hating, like, oh, fuck you, mumble rap or whatever. That's just elevation of music. I mean, it's you know what I mean? It's getting bigger and better. It's became more melodic, more singy, and that's great. You know what I mean? Because it's taking it to it's bigger than pop, bigger than rock and roll and all that shit when it became melodic. It wasn't that when we was doing the hippity-hop shit and rapping. It wasn't bigger than pop. Now it's bigger than pop that everybody's singing, so it's a great thing. You know what I mean? So I see it for what it is. You know what I mean? Period. A lot of motherfuckers is like, oh, man, blah, 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 I don't understand. Well, you sound like when hip-hop first came in. And your parents was like, don't play that hippity-hop shit in my house. And what the fuck is that? I don't understand that. The same shit you're saying towards the people who harmonize. Because I don't call it mumble rap. I call them harmonizing. You know what I mean? And the melodic rap. You know what I mean? So people that's doing the harmonizing melodic shit. You know what I mean? Oh, I can't understand it. Well, shit, you fuck with T-Pain before that, right? You fuck with Ja Rule before that, right? You fuck with Nelly before that, right? What's the difference? You know? I mean, it's just a little bit more. They singing more. You know what I mean? But it was there already. So at the end of Bone Thugs and Harmony, it was already there. So what's the difference? You know what I mean? So
I
at the end of the day,
I agree with the point. Not to cut you off, but I just want to. I agree with the point which you said about them not paying homage. I mean, that we could have different lanes or whatever for different styles of music, but just pay homage, man. Let the pioneers and legends have their spot too. That's all I ever said. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with that. You know.
Well, this don't shit on them. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you old ass motherfucker. But it's like, okay, but the people that you fuck with are old too. Kanye old, Gucci Man old, 2 Chainz old, Jay-Z old, Puff old. I mean, we could go on and on and on about the niggas that y'all really fuck with and y'all consider y'all peoples, but y'all don't look at them like they old motherfuckers, but they are. Wayne ain't old.
Yeah.
They looking at Wayne like he's an OG. Like, Wayne is still in his fucking 30s. They looking at him like he old. You know what I mean? But it's like, come on, man. At the end of the day, man, it's the perception of the youth, man. They trying to I think they want to X out the niggas with the lyrics so it could just, they won't have to answer to nothing. You know what I mean? That's my honest opinion. Like, niggas that really could rapidly rap. You know what I mean? You got the J. Cole's, you got the Kendricks, you know what I mean? You got the Drake's, you know what I mean? You got the Tech's, you know what I mean? The niggas who could really rap. Now, it was one point to where it was a whole industry of just niggas that could really rap. So they don't want to go back to that. They want to have their lanes. They want to be able to put out little ABC shit and win. If a nigga could really rap, that's a threat. So it's cool for them to say, oh, you old nigga, oh, you. Because they trying to say, fuck lyricism, you know what I mean? You ain't singing, yeah. Nigga, fuck you, nigga. You ain't popping mollies and perks, nigga, whoop, 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 and falling asleep on the motherfucking fly, nigga, like us. Fuck y'all old niggas. Nah, you talking about fuck niggas that could really rap. Because it's going to fuck up your play. You don't want that to come back. So you trying to, you know what I mean? That's what I see. From my, you know what I mean? They don't want real lyricism to come back. And the niggas who do got lyrics, nigga, they're afraid of them. Period. That's why you got Kendrick on top. You know what I mean? Got motherfucking J. Cole on top. Them niggas who really barring up, you know? And they harmonizing. All in they lane. And you can't stop that. So they don't want no other Kendricks and all that shit. They good with them. Them two, them three, they good. You know?
Yeah, they
are. That's how I see.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's room for, you know what I'm saying, to let the legends, pioneers in there. And I think, really, it's not even, you can't even go at the guys, you know what I'm saying, the younger guys anymore. It's the program directors. It's the people that aren't paying attention to the Spice One, to the fucking, you know what I'm saying, Bobby, whoever it is. You know, the
right.
Program director's got to get with it, you know, but... For whatever reason, they're not. You know what I'm saying? But cats like yourself, man, you guys, you keep changing the landscape. You keep showing them that, hey, man, this is how you do it. Yeah, I mean, you know, the internet comes in, you adapt to the internet. Your longevity speaks for itself, yo. How do you keep it going all this time? You know, 3 decades.
I really love.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I really love doing music, man. I really love this shit, man. You know what I mean? Like, if you got the energy, like, you know what I mean, the vibe, you know what I mean, the passion, you know what I mean, fuck it, the passion, you know what I mean, when you wake up with the shit in your mind, you know, and songs is constantly hitting you in your brain, all you gotta do is just write the shit down. It's called a gift. It's some spiritual shit, you know. I still do songs and hooks and verses in my head, you know what I mean, all day. I just gotta just, you know, focus and write it down and lay it. So long as the vibe and the energy is still hitting me, I'm going to keep on doing it. And it's been hitting me since I started, you know, which is in, I mean, you know, of course I didn't start off dope. I was whack. But once I got the, I call it the glow, man. Once I got the glow and figured the shit out, it was just automatic. You know what I mean? It was a spiritual thing. You know what I mean? It just hit me. I ain't got to, you know what I mean, challenge it or nothing. The inner voice, you know what I mean? You tap in with that inner voice and you just write it down. Or you speak it. I mean, you speak it. I never had that inner voice when I first was, you know what I mean, rapping. That shit, it took some, you know what I mean? I prayed for it. And when I prayed for it, that inner voice came, and I ain't looked back, period. Still get the inner voice. That just, you know what I mean? So it's a spiritual thing. Like, when people make music and shit, there's something inside you. It's some ideas, you know what I mean, that hit you. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a spiritual thing. I don't see nobody that make music and really do this shit, not say that it ain't no something. That's why they call it a vibe, you know what I mean? It's something that hit them, that got them in that mold, that got them saying that shit, you know what I mean, period. You know, a lot of motherfuckers blank out, you know what I mean, and black out. They after they do their rhymes and shit, they like, oh, shit, what was that? You know what I mean? They don't even know. It's like something took over them. So with that being said, man, yeah. I still got that energy, man. It still hit me, so I'm going to keep on going. And I always love the competition in hip-hop. Like, I feel hip-hop is more competitive than sports, man. So from just coming in the game, battle rapping and shit, I always wanted to be competitive, you know what I mean? It's one of the best, or, you know, at least somebody that you would talk about, you know what I mean? There's so many dope MCs that are so way better than me. You know what I mean? But just to be in a conversation, like, okay, remember, yeah, oh, he was crazy. You know, that's good enough for me. You know what I mean? Period. So just to be solidify your name, you know what I mean? That's always been a rapper's, you know what I mean, a goal. From the street corner to, you know, getting in the booth, you know what I mean, to putting albums out. You always wanted to make a name for yourself and make sure it's known. So You know, that's been my energy, period. Just always try to make a name for myself. And with me leaving the Loonies in the height of the fucking album, the height of Five on it, the height of the second album, I went solo. So I had to prove a lot that I could do it solo. So I just wanted to prove to motherfuckers that I could do it with the group or not. You know what I mean? So I had a lot of weight on my shoulder. Everybody thought I wasn't gonna, was going to fail, when couldn't do it without Numb, couldn't do it without CNH and C-No Records, all types of shit. So I just had to prove myself and kept on proving myself. And it's been on since, period.
Yeah, nonstop, man, nonstop. Like, I mean, you're one of them dudes, man, like Bo, like Spice. I mean, you've been consistent. You've never been stagnant, always putting out music, you know what I'm saying? And like I said earlier, you helped put out a lot of artists over the years, man, whether it be features on your albums or group projects or collaboration projects. How important is it for you, you know what I'm saying, to be able to showcase the talent of others?
No, I love it, man, because that's how the regime was formed. You know what I mean? Like me tapping in with other artists that, you know, nobody know about. You know, like Tech N9ne. Like, he was signed to QD3 at the time, but, you know, he was known in Kansas City. But the world didn't know him. I'm like, man, the world, he's the illest nigga. He's better than Jay-Z to me. And Nas, when I first met the man, I said, this nigga can rap backwards. Like, you scratching a record backwards, that's fucking amazing. You could really play this shit on a record and it says what the fuck he was saying. I said, this shit is, I ain't never seen nobody rap like that in my motherfucking life, man, period. And sure enough, once the world got a hold of him, look where he at now. Look what Strange Music is at now. But I've been saying this about this dude since 96 when we met. The world just got a load of them, like in the 2000s, and you know what I mean? The mid-2000s, and shit really start realizing how dope this dude was. You know what I mean? Same with Al Pacino, same with Monster Ganja, you know what I mean? Fats, all the people that I brought to the table. You know what I mean? Even Gonzo. Gonzo had just left Caution, you know what I mean? He had a solo deal with some other people. I'm like, this dude is dope by himself. The world need to know how dope of a solo artist he is without the group. You know what I mean? So, just me having that ear, you know what I mean, to know when motherfuckers is dope, man, to want to work with them, you know what I mean, like right from the rip, you know. So I came across Jay Stalin, you know what I mean, when he first came in the game with the Mechanics, you know what I mean, put him straight on a Million Dollar Mouthpiece on a song called Young Niggas, Young G's, or Young Niggas, one of the motherfuckers, Be the Weeder, put him on, you know what I mean. He was already popping, but I was one of the big dogs, that the first big dog to fuck with him. You know what I mean? Mr. Fab got him his first song with Mac Dre, me and Mac Dre and him. You know what I mean? Damn near got him his deal over there with this, because he never knew Mac Dre. He came through me and my cousin, KT. So it's shit like that. You know what I mean? Three Times Crazy. I told Virgin Records. They asked me who's the hottest niggas in the Bay to sign. And they gave me a list, and I'm like, you ain't got these one dudes on the list. They was like, Richie Rich, somebody else. I'm like, man, nah, Three Times Crazy. They were like, what? I said, Three Times Crazy. Them is the niggas in Oakland, period. They signed Three Times Crazy. They was our label mates, you know what I mean? So I'm a nigga that's like that, man. You know what I mean? That's always going to try to make sure, you know what I mean, everybody get on, everybody get, you know, it's enough money for everybody. Period. I never was a hater. I always wanted to put my crew on. Niggas who I thought was dope, put them on, help them out. You know what I mean? Niggas who's up and coming from Oakland, help them out. You know what I mean? Up and coming from Ohio, Kansas City, Houston, New York, whatever, New Jersey. You know what I mean? L.A., Oakland, whatever. Just helping out. That's how I always been. That's another reason why, for the longevity, because when you plant these seeds in all these markets and you fuck with all these people, they fuck with you. You know, and that keep your buzz alive. You know what I mean? Because you probably don't be popping Ohio, you know. But now you done hooked up with these dudes that's got Ohio lit. Now you lit, you know, because you on they shit. You probably wasn't popping in Kansas City. Now you lit because you're on Tech N9ne and them shit. You probably wasn't popping in New Jersey. Now you lit because you on Diesel Don and GovMatic shit. Rest in peace to them. I mean, rest in peace to GovMatic. So, I mean, the list goes on and on, man. So I've always been that type of dude, man, to try to help people and try to, you know, put on with the dope nigga experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I got the homie Sim from France. I know he's got a question too to ask you before we get out of here, Yuck. Let me bring him on real quick. Sim, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Legendary Yuck Miles. yes, I got a question, yes, about the song You Don't Love Me, but featuring Ampecino, Legendary Ampecino. Can you tell us about this one?
It's a song called what?
Oh, You Don't Love Me with Ampecino.
Do You Love Me?
No,
you don't love me.
Oh, You Don't Love Me. Oh, You Don't Love Me. Oh, that's on the motherfucking the Double Dragon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, Ampecino, man, regime like, man, that motherfucker's an animal, man, period. That's King Kong, man. I'm Godzilla, man. But, yeah, me and him about to do an album together, too, man, one of my regime partners, man. But, yeah, that You Don't Love Me, man, that's basically the Gatlin came up with the idea, you know what I mean? And, shit, we went with it, man. You know what I mean? Mobbed it out, me and Ant, you know what I mean? Followed the lead. You know, and it's basically about, you know, motherfuckers that be, you know, acting like they cool, but they not, you know what I mean? That be talking shit behind your back, don't want you to make it, but they smiling in your face. You know, backstabbers, basically. You know what I mean? So it's basically about that type of hype, man. And we get that all day, man. You always get a little fake-ass friend, you know what I mean, wannabe friend, you know what I mean, that ain't, you know, jealous of you or something, or mad. Probably ain't even jealous, mad that you didn't do something for him or something. You know what I mean? To hold that grudge forever. You know what I mean? The one time you said no and hold that grudge forever. Nigga, you don't love me, bro. Period. Because what about all the times I said yeah? You know? You forgot about that. I only said no one time. Now I'm the enemy. But every time I said yeah, I was the best friend, right? So it'd be shit like that, because a real friend, when you say no, he's going to take it like, okay, you gaming me up, or, you know what I mean, you trying to, you know, set me right. Nah, it's a beast thing. You know what I mean? No, I don't got it right now. I got, okay, cool, my nigga, I understand. Instead of taking it like, oh, nigga, what? Yeah, what, nigga? What you mean you don't got it? Nigga, you got chains on, you got the car, you got this, you got that. You got, what you mean you don't got it? I mean, when motherfucker count in your pockets, man. So that's when it's like fake love, man. So it's about fake love, and we get that all day, man. Everybody can relate to that, you know?
Yeah, that's just like when somebody does something and then they blame you for what they did. You know,
right.
Wrong with people.
Right, they fuck up and fall off and shit, and you know what I mean, blame you because you wasn't there to help them. Like, nigga, you did that. Hold on. When a motherfucker hook up behind your back, you know what I mean, with some people that you know, and they do it behind your back, you didn't even know, and then they go bad. Then they call you like, man, what's up with your people? Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all had going on. What you mean?
I had nothing to do with that shit.
Back doing some sneaky shit. That's what happens when you do sneaky shit. Now you want to call me. Hey, where your guy? Nigga, you know where he at. You talk to him more than me. Apparently. So, yeah, shit like that, man. So, yeah, you don't love me, man. Straight up.
You got also an old song, Stallion, with MC Ren, legendary lyricist. Can you tell us about this one and how it was to be in the lab with him, MC Ren?
Oh, man, the villain.
What happened?
You
want
to know how it was
again?
To work with MC Ren? How it was to do the song with MC Ren on Stallion?
Man.
Yeah, Stallion.
Oh, Lord.
Stallion.
Lord, have fucking mercy, man. I got to shout out Don Juan and Tech N9ne for that one, man. That was a Tech N9ne song already. It was just him on it, you know what I mean? And then he let me get on it, you know what I mean? And I, shit, instantly got MC Ren. Like, this is MC Ren shit, you know what I mean? So NWA shit, we got to have the Renster on there. So we reached out, the label reached out, got in contact with Ren. And he laid this shit at a total different studio, you know what I mean? Me and Tech laid this shit at a different studio, and I laid mine in Houston at the Rap-A-Lot studio. So it was put together, you know, mixed by Mike Dean, incredible. You know what I mean? He over there with fucking Travis Scott and fucking Kanye, not Drake. So yeah, Mike Dean, he over there, the production behind them and shit. So it was dope, but it was a Tech N9ne idea, man. That was Tech N9ne shit. He already had the verse laid and everything, man. I was like, God damn. So, yeah, we put it on Thugged Out the Abolition, man, and it was a classic, man. Shout out MC Ren and Tech N9ne and Don Juan, who made the beat, the producer, man. Straight up Kansas City legend.
Don Juan, man. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
How it was to be a rapper and a Dream Prince, and do you remember the first time you met Mr. Face back in the day?
You talking about Scarface?
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you met him? How it was to deal with him?
The first time I met FaZe was instant, the absolute most respect. It's like meeting Mr. Miyagi, man. That was my idol in the neighborhood, man. Like, yeah, that was my rap idol, man. I love the fucking Ice Cube, FaZe, you know what I mean? And goddamn Kool G Rap. You put them three, you got, yeah, period. That's my style. So, to meet my idol in person, shit, I damn near cried, man. Definitely called the nigga Uncle FaZe in there. You stuck with that name, Uncle FaZe. They call him Uncle FaZe to this day. But I gave him that nickname upon me meeting him, you know what I mean? Like Uncle FaZe, you know what I mean? Period, on just absolute respect and admiration, you know? So, yeah, man, FaZe is this, man. They better give FaZe his roses, man. He's been a boss with these lyrics, been a boss with the storytelling. They had the Boss Production, the N.O. Joe, the Mike Dean, the motherfucking the John Vito. Even him, he was doing production on his shit. So, yeah, FaZe was the ultimate, man, period. So, shout salute to him.
Funk.
Yeah, right. And he running for governor of fucking Houston right now. So, he's doing his thing, man. So, salute to Scarface, man. Uncle FaZe, man. Definitely, man.
I'm glad you brought that up, Sin. You know what I'm saying? I want to touch on that before we get out of here, yeah. But the Rap-A-Lot days, that was huge because... You know, Jay Prince, he always had guys from the West. You know, Papa LQ, CJ Mack, of course, the late Seagram. You know what I'm saying? And then a few years later, you, man. How was it for you to sign with that label, you know what I'm saying, and hook up with Jay Prince at that particular time?
Oh, mind-blowing. And a dream come true, you know what I mean? Because, like, being Seagram, being signed to Rap-A-Lot from our neighborhood, man. Our whole neighborhood was Rap-A-Lot. That's all we fuck with, period, because the nigga from our neighborhood was signed to that label. So our whole neighborhood banged nothing but Ghetto Boys, motherfucking the Convicts, this before Big Mike went solo, the Convicts, Gangsta Nip, Bushwick Bill, all that shit, you know what I mean? Nothing but Rap-A-Lot shit in sequence, period. So that was my neighborhood was consumed by it, so... To be consumed by it as a fan and to, you know, start rapping, you know, and to end up being on the Big Homie Seagram album, you know, to actually after that being on Rap-A-Lot was like a dream come true. You know, it was only right, you know, because they had a nigga from my neighborhood that passed. And right after he passed, it's like they signed me to keep it going from the neighborhood, you know, because Rap-A-Lot had a lot of ties to, you know, Oakland. You know what I mean? Specifically my neighborhood, you know what I mean? So family members, Jay Prince got a lot of family members like this from my neighborhood, you know what I mean? So, you know, just to keep that going, you know what I mean? The tradition going, they signed me. And shit, you know, I kept it lit, you know, for the Ville, for Oakland, you know, and for Rap-A-Lot, you know, the Southwest Connect, you know, rest in PC, you know, but he kicked that whole shit off, man, Black, you know what I mean? All them dudes in 69, man, the mob, man, they started that Rap-A-Lot connection, you know, and I just kept it going after them, you know. So salute to my OGs, man. You know, Lil D, all them, they made that shit go down back in the day. So salute to them.
Yeah, we just had Gangsta Nip on the show. He was talking about, man, when they did the song Action Speaks Louder Than Words, he went out and stayed in the Ville.
That was our fucking theme song, my nigga. We played that shit all day in the Ville. Action Speaks Louder Than Words, buddy, because it had all of them, man. See from everybody on that bitch. So,
what did you think when you first heard Gangsta Nip, though? When you heard those crazy lyrics, man, what were your thoughts at that time?
Man, Mr. Ouija and all that shit can't fuck with Gangsta Nip. Period. All that, I mean, I love Bone Thugs. Before all that satanic shit, Gangsta Nip was doing it. All that, nigga, what? had my niggas in my neighborhood doing all types of wild shit, ready to drink blood, hella shit. But we were mesmerized by Gangsta Nip, man. We thought he was the hardest. We thought he was hardest Scarface back then. It was like Scarface, Gangsta Nip, Seagram. Period. That was our three top dudes in Rap-A-Lot. Scarface, Gangsta Nip, and Seagram. And then everybody else after that. Period. But we looked at Gangsta Nip as the top nigga. Like, he's the next face. He's coming out the face. Period. Oh, he's the ultimate, man. The fucking ultimate. What? With all the crazy shit he was talking, but he was dope with it. Dope as fuck with it. And Bushwick was talking that shit too. You know, so it was, you know, all that, you know, satanic, you know what I mean, horror rap type of shit. It was already accepted, you know, but he did it the best, man. Oh, my God, Gangsta Nip. Yeah, man. Always loved his shit, man, period.
Yeah. And then later on, you became a label mate with him. I think his last album dropped the same year, you know what I'm saying, Thug Lord dropped, if I'm not mistaken. His last album,
right.
Rap-A-Lot.
Yeah, I was mad because I didn't get to work with him when I was on the label, man. I specifically, you hear on that Thugged Out the Avalation, I got a crew song with all them niggas, like the whole Rap-A-Lot on that motherfucker, period. And I didn't have fucking Gangsta Nip. I was hella mad. He wasn't on the label no more, you know what I mean? So I couldn't get him, man, but I wanted that song just to get Gangsta Nip and Scarface, because Scarface ain't getting on everybody album, period. It was not happening. It was not happening. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a crew song. And if everybody on this motherfucker face don't have to get on this bitch, man. And he was like the last verse. Like, Jay Prince had to, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, go hop on this, man. You know, and he hopped on it, you know, for Jay Prince. But other than that, we weren't going to get face on that song, man, period. Like, he's complex like that, you know what I mean? So just to get him on there, and it worked. It worked, man, you know, so. Shout out to Face, man, Uncle Face. But shout out to Gangsta Nip too, man.
Yeah, I'd love to see y'all work together in the present, man. I think because he's still killing it, man. His rhymes are still vicious, you know. I don't know if you heard any of his new stuff, but not a lot of albums.
You know, it was crazy that I thought that should have been on Rap-A-Lot. This is going off track. K Rhino, man.
Oh, yeah, K Reno, hell yeah, man. I always wonder why he was.
Is it K Reno or K Rhino?
It's K Reno, man. He,
K Reno,
he was on,
man,
that
Weezy
song.
Damn,
and,
bro.
Yeah,
he's dope.
He is dope.
I think he got a podcast going right now. I've seen his podcast popping, but that Deception, he had a song called Deception, I think, about the whole Illuminati. Oh, my God, that motherfucker was mind-blowing, man.
You know what he did in 2016, man? In 2016, he dropped 7 full-length albums on the same day. All fucking lyrical. I mean, it was just crazy. And no one even covered it or nothing. You know, it's like that should have been major hip-hop news that, you know, one artist dropped 7 albums on the same day.
Him and Gangsta Nip fuck with each other, right?
Yeah. Him and Gangsta Nip, you know what I'm saying, they used to battle each other back in the day. They're the actually founding members of the South Park Coalition, you know what I'm saying, over there in Houston. So,
right,
yeah,
okay,
man. K Reno, man. He put out his first record. It was a single, like, in 85, man, something like that, you know.
Yeah, he was
definitely one of the H-Town pioneers, man, for sure. You know,
I don't know.
He used to jukebox from the Ghetto Boys. You know,
he must have been signed to somebody else. And I just seen Lil Troy. I just had a song with a show with Lil Troy. Man, he was talking about who the fuck did Lil Troy? Oh, Scarface. Yeah, how Rap-A-Lot got Lil Scarface from Lil Troy.
He put out that single.
Then Jay Prince cast him out and got Scarface. Yep, that's huge, man. It is what it is.
G Code song, but they squashed that shit, man. Last time we had Troy on the show, he said that him and Face are cool, so that's good. you know.
Yeah, everybody
always
cool. Yeah, I talk to him. MJ cool. Everybody cool.
Yeah.
His son is a beast.
Man.
You hear his son? His son rap too.
Yeah, T2, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, his son rap like a motherfucker, man. Yeah, man. So
well, I'm saying
yeah,
second generation,
look,
man.
Yeah,
there's so many guys putting out, you know, the kids, you know what I'm saying, dope artists out there. But Yuck, man, we're gonna get out of here, man. I'm gonna leave to the round table. But before we go, brother, I wanna give you the floor, man. Let them know everything, man. It's all yours.
Oh man, Smoke A Lot motherfucking radio every motherfucking Wednesday night on radio.com. Man, you go to motherfucking app on your phone, download the radio.com app, man. Subscribe to Smoke A Lot, I mean Digital Soapbox, and watch Smoke A Lot Radio, Gangsta Chronicles, and anything else that we got on that motherfucker, period. Pete Rock and Yuck Mouth Crack Rock album dropping in a few months, you know what I mean, April towards May. You know what I mean? Regime, All Out War mixtape coming this year. Thug Lords, me, Sebo, Spice One coming this year. You know what I mean? Go get that Yuck Mouth Culotto gas code, man. We beating their ass, man, period, man. Go get all my merch and shit and everything on SmokeAlotRecords.com. You know what I mean? For all the tour dates and all the shit, man, same thing. SmokeAlotRecords.com, my nigga. Follow me on the gram at Regime General. And the Twitter is The Real Yuck Mouth, T-H-A, Real Yuck Mouth. Holla.
Man, that's what's up. That's what, always an honor, Yuck, man. You take care of yourself, and, man, I'll catch up with you real soon, brother.
Yes, sir, man. Thanks for the opportunity. One.
Peace.
Welcome. Gentlemen, have a seat. Yes, welcome. Sit at the round table. Must address these issues. We have a weak link in the crew. I can't tolerate that. Friend of ours, me the made man. Friend of yours, connected guy. When you break those ties, you know what you gotta do. Me and
the mob, nigga. Look, he ain't at the round table. Put him on the menu. Yours, the friend of ours, the nigga not official. The mob ain't ducking no smoke, addressing all the issues. Chopper busting out your window, crashing Lincoln Continental. Mob is in the Continental, passport stamped up. You could hide in Germany, niggas gon' get you clapped up. You could be in Switzerland, niggas gon' get you snapped up. I hear the track is tatted up, police calling for backup. Now back the fuck up like Onyx, a stage strap. I spray gas for holes in your face like Craig Mack, boy. Take that, I call the shot from the Maybach. Erase that. Put money on your head like a face tat. We come where niggas stay at. It's night when we slid. And time's off, so you better hide your wife and your kids. Get hog tied with your wife and your kids. We on some trifling shit. Take pies and your bricks and we striking the whip. The mob, he ain't at the round table. Put him on the menu. The mob ain't ducking no face, addressing all the issues. Mini Max and AKs busting out the window. Just one whistle, 150 hitters come and get you. He ain't at the round table. Put him on the menu. Mob niggas with the shit addressing all the issues. 30 dicks and honey buns hanging off the pistol. Just one whistle,
yeah.
150
yeah.
Hitters come and get you.
100 round hockey puck, squeeze until it's all gone. Looking at a real boy, deeper than these rap songs. Blue no folder, blow culotto by the patchy ass. Yeah. Niggas fuck the game up, the mob at the packy mouth. Bulletproof the S class, curtains behind the tents too. Head on a swivel, your nigga sharp as a ginsu. Iraq to 6'5, niggas ain't letting shit slide. Internet tough guy, knocked him off when he went live. Dolo in the scraper, park it and do the walk up. Face on a t-shirt, another body to chalk up. Look, forcing my hand ain't smart, look there, just ask about him. He don't need foo-foo, that nigga there got some gas about him. Genovese, my title on God status. Focused on my level up, nigga, I gotta have it. These niggas change up, switch they shape up like Play-Doh.
Work
the we disconnected, niggas, no cable.
No. He ain't at the round table, put him on the menu. The mommy ducking no face, addressing all the issues. Mini Max and AKs busting out the window. Just one whistle, 150 hitters come and get you. He ain't at the round table, put him on the menu. Mob niggas with the shit addressing all the issues. 30 dicks and honey buns hanging off the pistol. Just one whistle, 150 hitters come and get you.